no idea of what I was doing here. You know, didn't know whether I needed to go to the corner store or a grocery store, none of that. But if you're going to grow the way that we're growing and hope to grow in the future, you got to get the strategic growth plan together. We want to be in 100 stores by the end of this year.
Welcome back to another edition of Small Talk, the Communities Unlimited podcast. My name is Chris Baker, and sometimes we get to talk to communities here on the Small Talk podcast, and sometimes we get to talk to entrepreneurs, and today is one of those times. I love to talk to entrepreneurs because they always have interesting stories. Let me introduce you to James Lewis. James is the owner of Holy Fire Foods. Love the name, James. Based out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. How are you, man?
Hey, how you doing, Chris? Thank you for having me on.
Of course. So I have to ask you about the name first and foremost. Holy Fire Foods. It is a hot sauce company, so the name is appropriate. Tell me about it.
Well, it's actually part of the process, as I call it, of how we began. When we got to the point and we were going to start a company and we still wasn't fully vested in hot sauce, but a friend of mine and I were talking, and he said that we should name it, that I should name it Hellfire something, he said. And I told him, I can't do that because, you know, my sin level already above my head. I can't wake up every day looking at hell. As a company, I'm just not with that. But I come out better if I could get some Holy Fire.
There you go.
Therein came the name Holy Fire.
It's spelled a little differently, though.
It's a combination of things. That's what I was going to say. It's a combination of things. It's the wholesome ingredients that we use, because we use all natural ingredients in most of our products. We use all natural ingredients, and they came out of our garden. So most of the ingredients initially came out of our garden, and they were wholesome ingredients. So it was a combination of wholesome, that's why we spell it W-H-O-L-L-Y, and that spirituality in there as well to keep me from going to hell, because I already know what my sin level is. So yes, that was a combination, but mostly it's that wholesome ingredient.
Now, have you been a hot sauce fan your whole life there, James? Is that why you got into the hot sauce business, or how did that happen for you?
I personally don't like hot sauce.
Is that right?
I don't like hot sauce. I don't like overwhelming heat, and I didn't like that. I'm not a fan of really any of the hot sauces before starting a hot sauce company. But I am a food person. I love to eat. I love good sauces, you know, and I cook a little bit. So most times when I cook and make my own stuff. So rather than use a Louisiana or a Frank's or something, I would make my own sauces. And that's where it came from, because they carry too much salt. And I suffer from high blood pressure. So I can't have all that sodium, you know. I tell the joke when my wife not around that the doctor took me off salt, sugar, and wild women all at the same time.
Salt, I am a hot sauce guy, James. I'll tell you that salt's a pretty key ingredient, or at least a pretty prominent ingredient in a lot of hot sauces. I mean, it's like second on the list and stuff. What kind of magic are you doing to make that thing taste good, man?
Well, the thing about it is we've been trained that the first ingredient we look for whenever we eat is, where's the salt? That's the first ingredient. And hot sauces, all of them take advantage of the fact that we want to taste salt first. So they pack their sauces with all of them. All of them, most of them, use the same four ingredients, and two of them bad for them. So you're not getting true heat. What you're getting is a lot of sodium.
Okay, and you guys doing a little different, huh?
Yeah, true heat should make you want to stop eating. You've ever eaten something so hot that you say, I don't want nothing else to eat, even though you hadn't eaten much of it. But true heat should build over time and act as a diuretic, so to speak, and act you to stop eating. But what they've done is added salt. And what salt is, like a cow or a deer, it makes you want more salt. But what we should search for is flavor. And we've managed to incorporate flavor into our sauces. So the first thing you taste is not salt, but flavor. And everyone says the same thing. Man, it's good flavor. But we take away, now flavor should be added to your food. Everything you eat already, most of you eat already has salt on it. So what you want to do is add is unique flavors to what you're doing. And we try to do that with all our products. Flavor over sodium and not heat that just overwhelms heat.
I got you. You said something I have to ask you about because I like to garden as well, James. You started this hot sauce company in your own garden with your own peppers and everything, man. I mean, that's a true entrepreneurial journey there, man.
Well, you're absolutely correct. But it's a story even getting to the garden that gets me in trouble because getting to the growth of the vegetable that we do. Because, you know, it started with COVID. When COVID hit, I worked for a college and I was traveling all over the country. But when COVID hit, I was at home. And my wife, she's a nurse, she was at home too. So she had just had surgery, which put us in the house together.
Right.
Which means she gets to tell me what to do constantly at home. And I was, you know, she had just had surgery. Whenever she wanted something, we had these little bells. She ring the bell, and I have to bring her whatever she wanted back there. And I looked out the back, and I said, you know what? I've been intending to put a garden back there. I didn't know nothing about a garden, not a thing. So I went back there and said, my wife, you know, when she wanted something, she'd ring that bell. And after a while, I started saying, I wonder if antifreeze really worked.
No, you didn't.
I told that joke in Florida, in Panama City, Florida, to a group of people I was talking to. And the man beside me, who was on the podium with me, he started saying, you got to know their height, weight, and you can't administer it all at one time. And I had to shout it. I shouted at him, sir, that's a joke. You know, I'm not trying to kill my wife. That's a joke. He was serious. But anyway, so after I started the garden, a couple of weeks before I started the garden, this little dog showed up, little injured, little mutt dog showed up. And just I slid some water and food out to the dog. It's a little old puppy, and I was going to take it to the pound. My wife, before she had her surgery, all this happened at the same time, about the same time. She come in the house, her and the dog hugged up. And I'm like, now I'm taking that dog to the pound. It's just ended up out there. She's like, I thought you got me a dog. We're not getting rid of this dog. Didn't get rid of the dog. So when I started the garden, the little dog was out underneath the tree, sitting at the tree, and I'm doing the garden, and my neighbor, who's a master gardener, straightened me out, got me all fixed up. I was planting seeds, had my hat on, and I was planting seeds. But anyway, I started the garden, and when I looked around, the dog had dug up the entire garden. I tried to catch it and kill it, but my hip bad. I couldn't run it down. I was gonna beat him, but I couldn't catch him. Dog still alive. Dog still. It's been 3 going on 4 years. The dog very much a part of the family now. So we got started. Everything grew in the garden that we planted. My wife said the dog just added protein to the garden.
Maybe,
but everything grew. The vegetables grew. I mean, the tomatoes grew, the onions grew, the corn grew. I knew nothing about a garden. The melons grew. Everything grew had tremendous flavor to it. The ginger grew. because all our products have ginger in them. All the base ingredient for all our products is ginger. And I took the stuff out of the garden, the vegetables out of the garden, and the peppers grew wild. They just grew crazy. And I took that and I made a sauce and put it on some salmon. It's during COVID, so we at home trying to figure things out. Luckily, we had jobs that constantly still paying us. And, you know, so I made a sauce, put on some salmon, did a dish, and gave it, and the wife tried it. And she said, if you don't put this on the market, I'm going to leave you. At least that's what I heard. She swears she didn't say that, but I heard. So I went across the hall and flipped the corn. And then I guess I had to start figuring out how to put it on the market.
So from being at home during COVID to starting a garden to getting a dog to having a hot sauce company, that's James Lewis's last 4 years.
That I'm telling you, and it's this is the other part. You know, like we're doing the podcast now, and it's video. I see you, you see me, and people can see us. When COVID hit, I knew nothing about Zoom or Microsoft Teams or anything like that. But when COVID hit, that's what we all were doing. Mm-hmm. We're doing Zoom, we're doing Microsoft Teams. So as I'm sitting there at the computer trying to figure out Zoom and Microsoft Teams, I got another tab up saying, how do you start a sauce, hot sauce company, or how do you make a hot sauce? And so we're doing that at kind of at the same time, trying to figure things out. And I'm lucky I wasn't on national TV like so many others, on national news, because I thought that camera was off. Hold on. Mr. Lewis, put on your pants. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You might have had to name. You might have had to pick a different name for this company, James.
Hey, look, I wasn't on that. I thought the camera was off. Y'all told me the button. That's
so, Holy Fire Foods, you've got a low sodium hot sauce. Right. Won't you tell everybody? Well, let me tell you this. I'll just give you a little plug here on the podcast here. HolyFireFoods.com, like James spelled it, WHOLLY, firefoods.com. What's your product line look like now? I mean, you started with the one hot sauce, right? I would imagine. Or did you just experiment? I mean, what do you got?
I really appreciate that question, because every sauce has its own story. I mean, really, when I say it has its own story, it literally was not me going into the kitchen saying, I'm coming up with this sauce. There was actually a reason behind each one of them. The first sauce that we started, which was the one that 100% came out of the garden, it was a sauce that we made because of me having high blood pressure. I don't cook with a lot of sodium. I don't do it. I like a little bit of heat, but I don't like too much heat. I made that one, and the wife was really happy with it. But so that one is called the Holy Fire Genesis. It's the Genesis. Right. And the second, we have 5 sauces that have been USDA, FDA certified. We've gone through the entire process with those, but we have one that's not on the website and on the nationwide market yet. We sell it in state, nationwide, until we get the FDA, USDA approval for that one. But it's a tremendous sauce. Now, when I say each one of them has its own story, of course, there's the Genesis. That was the first one. The second one was because I wanted a little bit more heat. And I was working with the pepper. I was working with a ghost pepper. We actually grew a ghost pepper in a pot. And that ghost pepper was kind of hot. But I did something with it, or and I have to say God blessed us with the thinking to do something with it. We actually roasted it with another pepper, a Spanish pepper called a guajillo pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And roasting the two together kind of takes the heat out of the ghost pepper and adds a very unique flavor. Very unique flavor. And we were able to develop our second sauce called the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit more heat, but nothing that overwhelmed. It is really, it's one of our top sellers. And then there's the third sauce, the Holy Smoke. Now, none of our sauces have more than, like Louisiana has 200 milligrams of sodium. I think Crystal has like 180 or something like that. And Frank's has gram. None of ours have more than 5 milligrams of sodium.
Wow.
None of it. And there's the next one that we work with, the Reaper pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really hot pepper. But what we've done is made the sauce edible with the Reaper pepper in there. It is so good. It's my personal favorite. It's called the Holy Smoke. And if they go to the website, like you said, holyfirefoods.com, WHOLLYFIREFOODS.com, they'll be able to see the different sauces. And then we have, after that one, we came up with a chef in New Orleans wanted something that would win a gumbo contest. And I was already working with another pepper, and I got into working with peppers called the scorpion pepper. And not many people familiar with the scorpion pepper, but it's called the Trinidad scorpion pepper. And it has a unique flavor. And we were able to develop a sauce, and that chef actually won the gumbo contest with that sauce. So we took that sauce and turned it into what's the flambeau, the purple label. It's called the flambeau.
All right.
And it was at the time the hottest out of all our sauces, but nothing that overwhelms you. On a heat level from 0 to 10, our hottest sauce is probably a 6, maybe. But nothing that's going to overwhelm you. And our fifth sauce that on the website is actually a barbecue sauce.
Okay.
It's a version of a barbecue sauce. I have to say it again. It's called Lee and Mary's Holy Q sauce. So it's a Holy Q sauce. And I say our version because it's so different. It's so different. That ginger and all those products does something unique to each one of those flavors. And that Holy Q sauce is very, it's absolutely just a good sauce. And Lee and Mary is actually my aunt and uncle.
Okay.
And that sauce came about, I had no intentions of developing a barbecue sauce. But one of my cousins that I'm trying to get arrested because he's selling moonshine, chased me with a pig. And he actually gave me his mother and father's recipe. I mean, you know how it is with family. All you all family, you know, you brothers more than you are cousins, you know. So he actually gave me the base recipe. And I went in and made some adjustments and added ginger and some other things so that it has chef like. Most people who make sauces, they make them to use right fingers. They don't make them chef like. So we went in and added some things and took out some stuff because I don't use processed white sugar.
Okay.
I use smoked brown sugar, honey, and maple syrup, but I don't use processed white sugar. Too many calories in it, and it's not good for us either.
James, I got to tell you, it sounds like your family's getting you in a whole lot of trouble, man.
I'm trying to get him arrested, though. He's back there selling moonshine. I got to get him.
So where are you guys selling at, man? On the website? Do you do some wholesale kind of stuff? Let's talk some entrepreneur, like business stuff. Are you in stores or anything?
We're in some specialty stores.
Okay.
In Hattiesburg, in North Mississippi, and Alabama, we're in some specialty stores. We want to go in and are going into more of the chain grocery stores as we develop. I just got another unique story to tell. I went to Gonzales, Louisiana. I learned so much in Gonzales. It was just last week. We've been doing well with the sausage. We started out, to show you where we started from, we started out with 60 bottles in September of 20. Once we figured everything out, and once we didn't go on national news, because I thought that camera was off, we actually started knocking on doors in our neighborhood in September of 20. We started knocking on doors. And in our neighborhood, our first order was from New Orleans. 3 days after we had sold those 60 bottles, we had been out the neighborhood. We were trying to figure out how did somebody in New Orleans order this. But when you're starting out, we were under the Mississippi Cottage Foods Law, which has your phone number on there and the address on there, ingredients. Right, and the fact you're selling from the cottage food law. And the cottage food law doesn't let you wholesale or sell out of state. So we didn't do that. And we told the guy, we can't do it. He said, well, you just sell them to my mother and father down the street. And we'll get them from there. That's how he found out. Well, by that December, all word of mouth, no website, no social media. I don't even know how to do social media. we lucky I'm on this podcast, you know. So people telling people, and it grew very fast. I mean, very fast. To the point, well, that's how we got to that point. To the point that we had to start reaching out for help. And I went to a USDA program. And at the USDA program, which was a really good, really good program, it's called Path to Prosperity. So 2 years ago, I went to that program. And at that program, it was so many different companies, so many different people. But I narrowed it down to three people I wanted to work with. And one of them was Communities Unlimited. There was a gentleman there by the name of Marnell Love.
Yep, Dr. Marnell.
Yeah, and we talked, and he said, we can help you. Because now I got to get a business plan together. So we talked after that program. That program was 8 to 5. We talked after that program. And I sent him an email. No, he emailed me after it, and I emailed him back, and we started communicating. And he said, well, I need to hook you up with someone else. And it was Beretta. Beretta, what's Beretta's last name?
Robinson.
Beretta Robinson, that's right. It was Beretta Robinson. And we started there, getting stuff together and looking at the company. And so Communities Unlimited kind of tightened up my program, what I was doing paperwork-wise. You know, the sales and stuff was up to me. And they looked at it, and one of the things that Beretta told me, she said, most people that come to Communities Unlimited, they don't come with it already together. As far as the company goes, they come with the idea. And she was telling me, well, you all passed the idea. You all are actually functioning. So we just need to tighten up on some of the stuff that you're doing functioning-wise. So what was Communities Unlimited able to help me do? They were able to help me organize the business a little better, which we're still working on because we grew out of the business plan phase. Until now, we kind of grew past the business plan with the product. And now we are into the a strategic growth plan.
Mm-hmm.
website in which Beretta and Communities Unlimited, Red, are looking at, you know, how we can tighten up areas as far as growth goes, to answer your question about the grocery store. So I had no idea of what I was doing here. You know, didn't know whether I needed to go to the corner store or a grocery store, none of that. But if you're going to grow the way that we're growing and hope to grow in the future, you got to get the strategic growth plan together. So to answer your question, we want to be in 100 stores by the end of this year.
That's awesome. And I have to tell you, you know, one of the things, I might be a little bit biased because I work at Communities Unlimited, James, but one of the things that I always will encourage entrepreneurs, small business owners from this point forward is to seek out that assistance, because it can be hard to find, especially someone who truly has your best interests in mind, which I do think we do. And I hope you agree. But it's kind of a unique relationship, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's absolutely a unique relationship. The best gift that I have, because I'm not that bright at all, the best gift I have is I don't know. And I utilize like I don't know like a champ, because not knowing is going to make you reach out. Especially if you're not going to give up. You know, if you committed to it, you got to be committed to not knowing. But you got to be committed to asking questions that's going to, don't know, but know the questions to ask. You know, and then the questions that you ask will guide you to the people that you need to get to. And sometimes when you get to those people, they will answer questions that you didn't even know to ask. And Communities Unlimited, Rhett and Beretta and Marnell, they've kind of been like that. You know, there are certain things I don't even know to ask. That's a question that should be answered. So the benefit of working with Communities Unlimited has been and is getting to the next step. I never use the word level because I really don't know what the first level was. It's always step. You know, it's always the next step. So getting to the next step will help you get organized. Will help your company or small business to grow. And we're growing. I can't turn back on that. I can't say anything bad about that. We're growing. But you do need the help for the next steps.
You know, sometimes you got to lean on somebody who may have been there before to give you the right path to go down, right?
Right, right. Because there are simple things that you do. Like for instance, I have QuickBooks, and I have QuickBooks Online. QuickBooks Online gives my bookkeeper the access to what we're doing financially so that we can look at it. And that's one of the things that Communities Unlimited is able to look at and ask questions about. As far as our profit and loss statements go and other stuff, because we can all look at it at QuickBooks Online. Now, I say that because I got QuickBooks Online accidentally. That's a monthly fee. Had I known there was another version that you could have just put on the computer and it would have been a one-time fee, I would have done that. But it would not have been the best thing to do, because I didn't understand QuickBooks. The best thing to do was get QuickBooks Online. That makes sense. It makes sense.
It's all those little decisions along the way, isn't it, man?
Yeah, yeah. And getting the right people. And getting the right people.
I know that you know a little bit more than you might be letting on as well, because I also know you got a pretty big award recently. You have been named the Mississippi SBA Minority Small Business of the Year, James.
Yeah, and I'm confused. I'm confused as everyone else. How did that happen? You know, I tried to kill my dog. how did this happen, you know?
That's a big deal.
Well, I really appreciate it, but it's so much more to go, so much more to do that I just don't feel worthy of it, you know? It's a big deal, and, you know, we're going to celebrate it, but I just don't feel worthy to come. You know, I always go back to, I try to kill my dog.
you know, when you go up there to accept your award, you might want to mention that, but keep it a small mention. But seriously, though, as an entrepreneur, man, I mean, that's got to be some validation, right?
Well, it's validation to this, that I have had good support. I have had good support. It's validation to that my wife is more faithful than I. You know, it's validation to that you put some work in. Right? Even though I think we've done nothing so far, but we put some work in. And it is some validation, but it's so much more to do. I can't stop, you know, on that point. That is so much more to do. I'm telling you, the product has grown. It's grown. It's continuing to grow. But it's so much more to do.
We're talking about
One of the things I want to add is it's not about the money. It's about the process. You know, I really appreciate this process. This has been a really, every step of this process has been something to learn. I was just saying I left Gonzales. When I left Gonzales, everything I was thinking, I got to throw out my head. And because they were professional over there. You know, that was a learning process for me, big time. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, sir. I was just going to let everybody know that we're talking to James Lewis. James is the owner of Holy Fire Foods based out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. James, I want to ask you a little bit more about your interaction. One of the reasons we do the podcast is so that other entrepreneurs, other small business owners, other people in communities know what it's like to work with Communities Unlimited. So I wanted to ask you, you talked a little bit about your interaction with the entrepreneurship team as well. You've worked with our lending team as well. Those things marry really well together. Is there anything that you can tell us about working with both those teams that if you were to talk to another small business owner, you would want to share with them?
Well, number one, I would tell them, you know, be patient. Patience is the business. When you're going into your finances, when you're looking at your finances, be patient. Allow others to take a look and help. If you're going into business, you're going to need some help. And you're going to have to trust people. And what I have found is that the Communities Unlimited team, all of them, have been trustworthy that can offer the help. The lending part is because the business has grown. We went from walking in the neighborhood to now we have our own vehicle for the business. It takes money. And if your company is producing, you can pay it outright yourself, or you can go to Communities Unlimited and say, hey, I want to use y'all money to do it. And Communities Unlimited is going to say, that's fine, but let's take a look at the business and see where it's going, see where it is, and see where it's going. And that's what you want, you know. First thing you have to do is say, I don't know. And once you, I don't know, you can start getting help from other people, and people at Communities Unlimited are a big help in that process.
What's next, James, for Holy Fire Foods, man? What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing next week?
Well, I just left. It's interesting you ask that, because I just left before getting on with you. I just left a workshop for government contracts, and that was so interesting. I mean, it was extremely interesting. And again, good people in the room. It's six or seven business owners that's in the room, and a different business owners. And then the people that running it were fantastic. But the next step is, you know, to work with Communities Unlimited and others to say, let's just build the brand. I have no doubt that the sauces are good. It took me some time to get there and believe that, but they're good. They're even great. But the next steps are to build that brand and start working with getting more people to try a sauce that we actually think is good for them. Not just good to, but good for.
I like it, James. I can't tell you thank you enough for taking the time out of your day to speak to us a little bit about your business. A lot of times I have found with a lot of entrepreneurs that we've worked with, people are really willing to talk about their business when they first started, and they're also willing to talk about it when they hit certain milestones. The in-between is where it's hard to talk about your business with people, right? Because I really do appreciate that. And I also appreciate you saying those things that I feel about Communities Unlimited as well. So others can know them, sir.
Right. Well, I appreciate you, and thank Community Unlimited. Thank you for allowing us to be on the podcast. And I'm at the point now where there are some others who want some help, and I'm able to offer any kind of guidance. I would be more than happy to do it. This process has been great. It's been learning, fantastic. And we'll just see where we go from here.
From the garden to greater things, huh?
All right, that's right. I didn't kill my dog.
He's still kicking. She's still kicking.
That's right.
Holyfirefoods.com. That's Holly firefoods.com. James, I just have one more question for you. One of my dreams has always been to get a product named after me at some point in time. What do I have to do?
Chase me with a pig, I guess.
Hey, sir, I appreciate your time, man. Have a great day, okay? I really appreciate you coming on.
All right, thank you, and thank the listeners, and thank Communities Unlimited.